Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's doing great works of love among his people who love him truly. Now, I got a word today. The Lord loves you. We did a broadcast last week, and I saw something that just blessed me. Now, we've been talking about the misery of false prophets. Now the theme that we've been talking about is end days. The Lord changed my theme from end times to end days because days are short. And he loves us all. He loves everybody you know. He cares about us. And I've been talking about the wiles of the false prophets and doctrines of devils and seducing spirits, which I really don't like to talk about, but I have to. It's my job. I'm doing my job. It's part of the equation. And if you know these things, you can avoid they won't be able to hurt and harass your life. Now, in doing so, I ended last broadcast in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19. And so for clarity's sake, I'll go back to verse 17. Concerning false prophets. I don't like talking about it, but I have to. And it's important for you to know what's going on. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will help you understand. Now, I love everybody. God even loves these crazy false prophets. But they chose to be that way. And the Holy Spirit's been working with them, trying to get them to come back to him. But they won't do it. Daniel said that the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand. So when people go wicked, that's how they are. Now, in verse 17, it says, these are wells without water. They may have been called to the ministry by God at one time. The Lord did say many are called, but few are chosen. But some people go back to the world and they stay there. But they don't leave their preaching posts. They went back in character to the world. And they still preach, and they preach a compromised message, which is by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And these are preachers. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. This means they're preachers without a message from God, but they do have a message that will kill you, inspired by Satan, a twist of God's word. Just like when in the wilderness, Satan tried to twist the Bible to corrupt Jesus. But Jesus is the word of God, and he couldn't do it. The same way he did them, that's how the false prophets try to do you. And you're going to have to refute it with the word of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you, we ended last week's broadcast saying how sometimes there are pastors who preach and it just vex your spirit. You don't know why. You love God with all you got. You love God from the heart. But when he preach a message, it makes you feel downcast. You don't know why you want to leave the church. And some people find a better church, and that's the wisdom of God. You can't make people do right. And they preach things that you know is not true. And sometimes it's not true, and you detect that it's not true, and you can't tell. You don't know how to describe what you know, but you on the inside, you feel that it's just not right. Now, listen to these scriptures. I'm finna answer some of your concerns. It says, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried away with the tempest. They are driven by darkness, whether they know it or not. And some of them think they're still in the kingdom of God, and they left it. They can be vicious. And they always use fear tactics, and they try to make you feel downcast. That's how all false prophets do. That's something that they have in common. They love preeminence and pride. They don't really care about what's going to happen to you. Now, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. They can't see what you see by the Holy Spirit, because they've turned. Verse 18, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that are clean escape them, who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. False prophets, they have unclean private lives. They go out of town and sin. They flirt with people's wives and daughters. They do a lot of unsavory things. Some of them on drugs. Some of them sell drugs. All right. Now you see why I don't like talking about this. He said, for of whom a man is overcome, the same is brought in bondage. Look at verse 18 again. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape them who live in error. Those that are clean escape them who live in error. Now, that's where we left off last week. Some of you have run into this. And you overcame it because you kept on paying attention to God more than man. You fell in love with the scriptures and the essence of God's word. And you protected your family and got them out of that hell hole, even though it was a church. And you did your family a favor. Because the enemy attacks in many different ways. He attacks any way he can. Those who were clean escaped them. Those who were clean escaped from them who live in error. It's hard to tell. It's not obvious. But on the inside, the Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth and protect you. And sometimes he'll just close a door where you can't go back. Sometimes the Lord help you escape. But those who are clean, nevertheless, they escape. People who start looking at the world, they get hurt by these people. And the Lord didn't want that. Some of you didn't escape and you got hurt and you don't understand why you don't want to go back to church. But every church not like that demon possessed pastor you dealt with. And see, I'm saying these things boldly so you'll get it. False prophets are dangerous. They weaken the people. True prophets, they're going to tell you to do right. They're going to tell you to pray and do the things you're supposed to be doing. Their doctrine don't always sound pleasant, but they'll get you in heaven. They're going to tell you about yourself when you're wrong. When you get deceived by the world, they're going to make you feel bad about it. Like I'm doing. They're going to point out that you're in danger. The false prophets, they show you the bait side. The true prophets, they show you what's wrong with the bait side and the hook side so you don't get trapped. People who love the world always get trapped. They get hurt and cursed by false prophets, and it divides families. It causes all kind of problems. But a true ministry, they'll put you to work. They're going to tell you things that's right. And we need to be corrected sometimes. I don't want to go to a church and I'm not correct. I don't want to be thinking I'm with God and I'm not. Now, all these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. This year, the audio page is the audio 3 page. The first audio page is there. Last year's page, the audio 2 page is there. In 2018, the audio 3 page. All these broadcasts are on there in real time. You can download any of these files and send them to people on your smartphones. Now, your cousins in Chicago, you can send it to them and they can hear what the old preacher's talking about. All right, verse 20. The Lord loved. Well, let me go back to verse 19. Because those that were clean escaped the false prophets because they live in error. Verse 19, while they promised them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, the same is brought in bondage. For after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein. This means that they once were saved and now they're on the devil's side. Let me read verse 20 again. Listen to it closely. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, their name is written in the book of life, like all of us, For after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. That means you can go back to the world and still preach the gospel and cause damage. Verse 21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. You think the Pharisees that wanted Jesus dead was bad? These people were washed in the blood and they went back to the world. They are worse than the people who had Jesus killed. They are worse because they knew better and did worse. Now they're teaching this people wrong. You can't kill Jesus, but if you get people off track, they can die and go to hell. Verse 22. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, a dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed in her wallowing in the mire. This is bad, folks. And that's why I have to alarm you to these things. God loves us, His word is true, and we need to know him. And the Lord is moving by his spirit. He's waking people up. Just like I was saying, that's why I say he's always moving by his spirit. He's warning people so that they don't get corrupted by false prophets. Now we're going to shift over to the book of Jude. The book of Jude is just like 2 Peter chapter 2. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. He's talking to God's people. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. See, Jude, God's got him doing the same thing I'm doing now, warning you against false prophets. And we believe he's the brother of Jesus Christ, son of Mary. Jesus had a brother named Judas, and we believe this is him. Verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. You hear that? They're turning the grace of God into sin, into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. These men, they crept into church, and they were ordained of old by Satan. Satan backed off. They got saved. And then he crept back. They turned. And now you got a man that looks like a man of God controlled by Satan in the church, not your church, I hope. But they are out there. And Jude is warning us of this. Verse 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. There are always an element of those who will corrupt, even though they see the miracles, even though God do great wonders. All of the Israelites came out with all of their possession. Not a hoof was left, just like Brother Horton taught. We've been talking about this in Sunday school, too. You can listen to it on the audio 3 page, newlivingletters.com audio 3 page. And some of them, They wanted to go back to Egypt when they wouldn't trust God and they didn't love God and they ignored all the things they saw, all the miracles, and they wanted to go right back to the world. They committed fornication, adultery. They did all kind of problems. You can read about this in the book of Exodus. You can read about the Exodus, how they exited Egypt in the book of Exodus and all the things that they went through and all the trouble they gave Moses. And some of them, God had to just let the ground open up and swallow them. All right. Verse 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, left their own habitation, hath he reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, until the judgment of the great day. These are those that married women or slept with women and had giant children. You can be holy and leave what's holy and do what's evil and love what's evil again. And that's what's out there. There are false prophets that were ordained to do this. See, with Satan, nothing's holy. He'll back off and let them get saved, and then he'll use them against you. You have to trust God. You have to look at him. A lot of people want to luxuriously look at men and let them do the praying and the preaching and studying, and then you just ride along. You can't let everybody drive your bus. Sometimes you got to know something about that bus driver. What if the bus driver is a terrorist? Now, a terrorist is bad. They'll kill you. They'll kill your body. They can't kill your spirit. These folks are trying to turn you from God and take you out. They are worse than any terrorist. A false preacher, a false teacher is worse. Because if you listen to them, they weaken your life and they turn your heart and they hurt your life and they lead your family astray. That's a whole group of people that go to hell. You have to do your homework. You have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. God don't love you any more or less whether you study his word or not. But your victory requires it. You got to know what's going on. The only way you're going to know him is to trust his word. You're going to have to go by the word of God. I thank God for real good preachers that help people grow in the Lord. But you're going to have to take him at his word yourself. And then, If a preacher turn, don't you turn. Now is the time people have to get their eyes off me and back on the heart of God. You're going to have to take the Lord at his word and love his word. Those that were clean escaped them that operate in darkness. And now you see why I don't like talking about these things. But I have to. I'm doing my job like Brother Peter and Brother Jude did. Because it's too important. And I'm not going to stand by and let God's people get deceived. Some of you have escaped from them so far. Some of you will escape. Some of you are being made aware of something that's dangerous. And if you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you're going to draw near to him and he's going to draw near to you. And then you're going to, he's going to move on you to have wisdom against the darkness that's out there. Don't get so surprised that a preacher could be corrupt. Don't be so surprised that preachers can be corrupt. And I love preachers. I love truths. I love all of them. God loves every one of them, even the false ones, even those that's trying to hurt his people. He loves them. Because God is love like that. But they will be destroyed. They're going to be taken at their own craftiness. And the Lord will give them up. See, there was a time in their beginning before they got worse. God tried to save them. But when they get to a point where they won't turn, they won't have a mind to repent again. And some of them know they used to what they're doing. And that's what they decided, that's what they're going to do. And their heart is hard as a brick. Now, if they were ordained of old to do this, and don't be so surprised at what the devil can do. What we are fighting once understood the word of God. And the devil knew how to set people up to be this way. This is an evil that you're not used to. You know, we're used to petty thieves fighting and murdering each other. But, you know, we don't expect them to know nothing because they don't, you know, they They love stuff in this world. They're not trying to do right. But people that once took time to learn what's right, and then they went awry, that's an evil people are not always used to. But this kind of evil is out there. And it's not, since it's part of the equation of what you need to understand in order to overcome it, we have to talk about it. And you don't have to go and look at your pastor sideways. You can't tell a false prophet from a true one of yourself. That's why, but the Holy Spirit can. One of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit is there's a gift called discerning of spirits. And the Lord will cause you to know what's behind the people that's out there. Discerning of spirits is just what it says, discerning of spirits. For instance, I saw a spirit of bondage on a man, a dear friend of mine too. And he taught, he always taught that God has sent problems to make you grow, and that's not scripture, it's error. And I saw the spirit that was behind that doctrine. And I heard that message for a long time, but it didn't sit right, just like I'm saying earlier. I studied the Word of God, and, people, amen these things. They don't question it. But I said, it didn't sit right. I said, Lord, do you send problems to make people grow? And the Lord said, problems come from Satan, lack of knowledge, and other people's lack of knowledge. Years went by. And he was preaching, and the Lord gave him a message, but he preached the opposite of the message. And as he began to preach in opposition to the opposite of what God had given him, I saw that spirit on him, I saw it, and there was a spirit of bondage. I knew what it was, and I asked the Lord where it came from. It came from his pastor's uplines to destroy that ministry. It came from his uplines, and it came to the pastor's ministry to destroy his ministry, as well as his downlines, the people that would come out of his ministry. I sat up in my seat when I saw this thing, and I rebuked it. Another pastor, I saw a spirit of fear on it, and it tormented him. He had all kind of, he used to have stomach problems, but ulcers because of it. He was in fear. He did things out of fear. And he loved God, but whenever there's fear, Satan is attached to your life. It torments, nothing sits right. And the enemy will cause him to see things the wrong way and think people were trying to hurt him, things like that. It was a bad bit, just terrible. To help us out, the Lord gave us these gifts to help others out and to show us what's true. That gift operates in my ministry, but I don't go around seeing demons on people everywhere I go. That's just, if the Lord wants me to see something, he'll show it to me through that gift. But more than that, you have to pay attention to if something don't sit right on the inside, that's what you're going to have to go by. Now, again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life. He loves us, and he's going to help us go forward and not backwards. No matter what's out there, don't be afraid of it. Don't fear it. The Lord is with us. We're going to continue here in Jude, the next broadcast, God willing, if the Lord don't return. We made it to verse 6, and hopefully we'll get to finish it before he returns. But understand, the Lord loves you. He loves you like he loved Jesus, and we need to love God, and we need to love men the same way God has, the same way Jesus loves us. That's how we need to love people and tell them the truth. Encourage them in the word and bless those that we can. Now, till next time. I have to stop, but God will continue to teach you and show you things and bless your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.